Chapter 8. The Holy Land. Between 1801 and 1851, London tripled in size. With a population of 2.5 million, it was by far the largest city in the world, and every foreign observer was astonished at its dimensions. Nathaniel Hawthorne was speechless. Henry James was fascinated and appalled at its horrible numerosity. Dostoevsky found it as vast as an ocean, a biblical sight, some prophecy out of the apocalypse being fulfilled before your very eyes. And yet London continued to grow. At the mid-century, 4,000 new dwellings were under construction at any one time, and the city was literally exploding outward. Already the now familiar pattern of expansion was termed the flight to the suburbs. Outlying areas that at the turn of the century had been villages and hamlets, Marylebone, Islington, Camden Town, St. John's Wood and Bethnal Green, were thoroughly built up, and the newly affluent middle classes were deserting the central city for these areas, where the air was better, the noise less bothersome, and the atmosphere in general more pleasant and countrified. Of course, some older sections of London retained a character of great elegance and wealth, but these were often cheek by jowl with the most dismal and shocking slums. The proximity of great riches and profound squalor also impressed foreign observers, particularly since the slums, or rookeries, were refuges and breeding places for the criminal class. There were sections of London where a thief might rob a mansion and literally cross a street to disappear into a tangled maze of alleyways and dilapidated buildings, crammed with humanity, and so dangerous that even an armed policeman did not dare pursue the culprit.